Well, for the day, with me in the studio, Martin Spettigue. Martin is a follower of Sri Chimnoy. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mark. Good morning, everybody. We are nearly halfway through the holy festival of Maha Kumbh Mela, being held in Uttar Pradesh, North India. Uttar Pradesh is known as the Rainbow Land, with its picturesque mountains, blue skies, and tranquil expanses of meadows. And it's from here that such great spiritual giants as Lord Rama, Lord Krishna, and the Jain prophet and saint Mahavira came. It's difficult for the mind to assimilate the amazing numbers involved in this 12-yearly festival. The most auspicious day for a purifying dip in the Ganges was last Wednesday, when the planets and stars were in particular alignments. Was it 30 million pilgrims that lined along the 5-mile stretch of riverbank, or 10 or 5? Who can really say? This is a social and spiritual gathering of many pilgrims of many religions. Hindus, Buddhists, Sikhs and Jains all focus on their dip into the river Ganges and Jumna for purification. For the Hindu pilgrim, it is both outer and inner purification that enables him to move faster along his spiritual path to salvation. And this salvation is the final achievement of realizing and becoming at one with God, after which no further earthly incarnations are necessary. Unfortunately, in the papers and other reports, this festival has been dubbed the greatest show on earth. At a gathering of this size, there's bound to be a number of oddities coming along with the saints and seekers. But like any pilgrimage, it is a spiritual experience, and just the thought of entering these historically sacred waters, irrespective of how mucky they may look, inspires. And this inspiration reassures and confirms the seeker's belief. In fact, one could say that the outer dip into the holy waters gives an awakening of the individual's higher inner truths and sustains him on his path to immortality. Goodbye.
Martin, thank you, and good morning.